I sometimes think there's a world full of grievers out there with all that we've been through. Well, Paula Shaw is here to walk us through it. She's a life transition coach, author, speaker, podcast host of Change It Up Radio. Welcome, Paula, to the show.
Thank you, Mary. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, we love having you in the studio. So, with everything that's been going on in this past year and a half, roughly, what tips can you give us? And at first, outline what you see is going on in the world as fallout from this pandemic.
Well, I think a lot of people don't think about the idea that we are a world full of grievers. They know that the year's been crazy. You hear people say that all the time. They may say it sucked, or they may say that kind of thing, but what they aren't really looking at is the losses that we've all suffered, whether it's a loss of trust in the way life is supposed to be, loss of trust in our government, loss of trust in our bodies, our medical field. You know, we've all dealt with losses. Some people are dealing with huge financial losses. Many people have had losses of health and losses of people they love. And the normal, natural response to loss, any kind of loss, is grief.
Well, and here's something. Even if I haven't lost a friend or a family member or been really crushed financially, I'm grieving for those who have.
Yes.
And that is kind of like a psychological burden that the whole world, and right down to the microcosm of your own small community.
Yep.
We are hearing these stories.
Yes.
And we're probably one degree, 2 degrees away from somebody who's lost a loved one, who's lost financial wherewithal, had to close their business down, right?
Right.
So even if you're not personally impacted, you're impacted.
That's right. And there is such a thing as witness abuse.
Oh.
You know, you see something horrible, you can have PTSD from that, even if you're not touched at all. And we're really looking at a kind of a mass PTSD that we're all dealing with. And I think of PTSD and grief as synonymous, because PTSD is a response to something traumatic which has taken something from you, whether it's feeling that life's happening the way it should, or, you know, taken. Trust is at the base of all this. We don't feel as safe as we used to in the world.
Exactly. And that feeling of being vulnerable around the corner. You don't know what's around the corner.
That's exactly right. I mean, there are those that are saying there's going to be another wave of this, and others who are saying there will be another virus or another pandemic. And so it's like we don't have that same security that we used to have. All of us in the whole world. I don't know about you, but even when I'm watching movies now, if people walk into a crowded room or a crowded bar and they don't have masks on and they're crowding together, standing close to each other, there's a part of me that goes, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right. Well, and that's happening now. That's a whole new thing that's come out. People are struggling when they're around people who are not wearing a mask. Now, there's a variation of degrees. Like, I still see people with their driving in their car with the windows up and a mask on.
I know.
Okay, that's an extreme.
Yes.
Or riding a bike by themselves wearing a mask, jogging. That's kind of over the top for me, because you're harming yourself when you're breathing at an accelerated rate. So those people might have a real problem with it. And when we open up to be able to walk into a grocery store without wearing a mask, people will probably instinctively social distance anyway.
I think so.
So I ran some errands the other day. I went to Michael's, Target, Walmart, and Rite Aid. Not once put on a mask, and not one person said one thing to me.
No kidding.
No one said a word. Now, I'm walking down the aisles that are empty.
Yeah.
I'm not like walking up to somebody's face and going, I'm not wearing a mask. You know, I avoid it. I was social distance. I would literally could go down aisles in Michael's. And when I went up to the cashier, this big plexiglass is there.
Right.
I went up to Target. I asked a gal, probably twice as far from me as you are, hey, do you know where I can find a blah, blah, blah? She's like, you know, I don't think we carry that. You know, and I'm like, okay. And I left. I did self-checkout.
Right.
And no one said a word.
Yeah.
Not an employee. I was braced for it. You know, so that, if I had that experience, I'm hoping that more people are going to say, okay, we're better off. And the people who are really concerned and have not worked through their trauma, then maybe they'll still wear their masks. And
oh, I think there will be some people, just like happens in Japan, who will continue wearing masks after this is long gone, because they'll just feel a little bit safer.
Right.
And like I was saying, we're looking at some PTSD here. We're looking at, first of all, none of us on this planet ever, ever before turned on the news and said, and heard them say, the world is shut down. The airports are shut down. The world is shut down. You can't go anywhere. You have a stay at home order. None of us ever heard that before. Right. And so that was a shock. And remember, one of the first dimensions of grief is shock, denial, horror. You know, like, this can't be true. And it was. And then on top of that, we didn't know how bad it was. And God knows there was a lot of speculation going on. And the media was feeding us all kinds of things to be terrified about.
Yes, they were.
Oh, early on, I was bringing my groceries home and wiping everything down with sanitizer wipes and all of that. What, putting my shoes outside after wiping them down. And that's what they were advising us to do.
That's so much. So in the last minute or so we have, what is one thing you can suggest to people who recognize they probably have a degree of PTSD from this and to heal, begin the healing process?
I would say the first thing is move out of any kind of shame. It's hard for us as humans to admit that we're not on top of everything and that we're not confident and fine. So be honest about the fact that this has been pretty horrifying for all of us. Be honest with yourself about your feelings. Talk to trusted people, whether they be your therapist, your friend, your clergy, whoever. Talk to people about what you're feeling. Own it. Own it in every minute. Feel it. Because if we just push it down, it's always lurking there at the bottom of the lagoon waiting to snap up and bite us.
Right. Okay. So we did a show earlier today, Heather and I, and about this anxiety level of stuff going on in life and how it gets stuck in the body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wrote down, inspired by you, take an angry walk, get the energy out.
Yes.
You start crying, you start mumbling and grumbling and shrugging your arms around. And when it's all out, turn around and start heading home on a gratitude walk.
Oh, that's a beauty. I've done that in my car.
Yes.
Screaming, ranting, raving. I call it the rant. But I like the idea of driving back now in a gratitude.
State of gratitude. Yeah. Thank you, Paula Shaw, for joining us on Mom's Town.
Thank you,
365
Mary.
People, be creative. We're here for you every day.
Diamonds are gold, my spend, but if I had to choose, classic ones and zeros, baby.